Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Trim, healthy, mamas and men, welcome back to the hottest podcast.
Hot is
probably
such a funny word, right?
Ever to dawn on the face of the earth, the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and myself. Hey, and today, because of popular request, you know, a lot of people want to know how these gals do it. They're business owners, they're mothers. I mean, they're preaching the home-centric, mother-centric message, the food-loving message, and yet they also own the company Trim Healthy Mama. And how do you do it all? That's what we're going to talk about today. And, you know, how do you do it all?
I sit on Pearl's counseling couch and she sits on mine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, is it are you flawlessly effortless in this? Is it a struggle? Are you constantly choosing, you know, battles?
I think everyone's life is crazy, you know. Everyone's life is challenging. And I think that we have our own set of challenges, but it doesn't mean they're more challenging than you listening right now. Whoever
exactly.
you are. You know, your life is extremely challenging too. So
we don't even want to be narcissists and talk about ours. Actually, when I heard that people were interested in this, I'm like, oh no, how boring talking about us. So we're only doing this because of
we keep getting this request, just a day in the life of Serene and Pearl. Please tell us how you cope, how you do it.
I actually prefer not to talk about it because I find that one of my best ways of coping is Serene, sufficient for today is all the junk that goes on. Don't go over in your head about what happened yesterday and don't look into the future of all the stuff you have to do tomorrow. Just live the day and be thankful for it. And so,
That's a scripture, isn't it? Sufficient today is the evil thereof. Don't put it in tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's really a great question though that people have because Serene, you have 10 children.
Yeah, well, 14 and 9 grandchildren,
and technically you have a job. I mean,
I only have 10 children in the home, but you see, it's the ones also that are out of the home. And Pearl, you'll find this too, that you're mothering just as much because as they're growing into new seasons of their life, into parenthood for themselves, they have questions and they have needs of encouragement.
And time
even
is
more
still so important to spend with them.
Yes.
Like, and so I would say our biggest thing in Serene in my life, as you know, Danny, and everyone in this potty cabin knows, is where do we put our time most effectively? So that's how Serene and I run our lives, especially with this whole Trim Healthy Mama business thing. We have come to the point where we have hired great people and we
Three of those great people are in the room.
Yeah.
We have many others, but three of them are great people in this room.
And so we want to make the most of every single minute that Serene and I give to the company. And so we try to be so effective. But we'll go into some of that, I guess, as we talk. But Serene, we should just talk about, like, when we get up, what's our day like? And your life is very different to my life. We're in different seasons.
I've been walking the floor since 4 this morning with a little baby who's got a cold and has a hemangioma on her leg, just a little strawberry red birthmark, nothing wrong. But as they grow, sometimes they can ulcerate. It's rare. It's nothing to do with health or non-health of the child. It's just something that happens. And hers ulcerated and she's in agony and all of that.
Serene's interesting because she has the seasoned wisdom of an older mother.
Yeah. Don't know about that, Danny. I feel like I've forgotten it all.
And yet she's in the actual season of a brand new mother with her new baby.
It's new every time.
Yeah, and it's interesting because watching you go through this season with the new baby and the questions you have, it's almost like it's weird. It's like I know some stuff. But then
I'm asking
you're also
my daughter, I'm calling Sila, hey Sila, when do they start teething again?
Right. Yeah, but it's like you're dealing with it brand new. And that's been our experience too with all 4 of our children. Yeah. It's like every child is like, we have to start over.
Yeah.
We have no clue what we're doing.
Google, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we should start off like let's be honest with our days. I'll start with my morning. Yes. You do your morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about the rest of our days. And then we just talk about how we try to fit the business in.
Yeah, I'd love to share a little, some behind the scenes stuff of what goes on in the company.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we should do that because...
Because see, when I first started working here, it was a unique experience to see when like Pearl and Serene would like descend upon the office. You know, there was like a whole vibe that just came over everybody and it was like, they're here.
Well, that's because we're there to get angry. Usually we're just there to like... Well, we'll talk about that.
To tell
that.
Us to not charge money for things.
Does a woman don't have money?
It's funny because...
They can't afford it. And we're like, we would like to have a job tomorrow. That'd be great.
But that's been the biggest dilemma. Trying to get these quality things, you know, to help people. And yet quality costs money.
And it's sad because we love our husbands so much. We have great marriages. But we sometimes because we're married to the other half of the business, work comes home and it'll be like, you know that we have to charge that extra dollar on that product. Yeah. We're like, no, you don't. And dinner table is spent over
haggling
deducting
with your
the dollar or putting it
They're just so logical about it. They're like, our business needs this to grow, to keep the lights on. We're employing all these people. We have the huge facility down in Nashville now. We're building all these new manufacturing facilities. To keep the lights on, we have to charge this. But we're like... You don't understand. We won't have a business if we overcharge. These women cannot afford this. You don't know. You could say, I don't care what you're showing me on paper.
Yeah.
A woman knows what she, a mama in the home knows she can't afford that.
And we said, we can't lift our heads on those little videos and say, here it is, the Trim Healthy, whatever, if we don't feel proud of the price.
Yeah. So I would say that is the biggest fight
we
have whenever we go.
Noticed it. But talk to us about your mornings.
Oh, okay.
You start your day. You, of course, Serene, you have 10 children to think about, your own health, having just had a new baby. You know, can we start with Serene? Tell us about your morning.
I don't mind starting with Pearl.
Go, mate.
I don't really like talking
about
We
need
myself.
To keep these brief.
Yeah, well, okay. So I roll out of bed when
What time?
It depends. I pee a lot in the night, people.
Thank you, Serena.
Just because of nursing and so
important.
Drinking water every time I get up. And so one of those times I start taking my little supplements that have to be on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just part. And then we could probably get up at around 6:30. My husband has to take a few supplements on an empty stomach too. And I have to get that organized for him. And then I have Vision. He's my little chef and he makes my husband's breakfast.
So Vision's in charge of Sam's breakfast.
How old is Vision?
He's 13.
What does he make for Sam?
He either makes 3 fried eggs on a piece of our sourdough artisan bread with a sausage on the side, like a breakfast link.
Every morning?
Yes, and I make him a Trimmy coffee. I'm in charge of the coffee because I've got to get up and nurse the baby and feed the toddler and all that kind of stuff and make the slim, what do you call it? sweatpants oatmeal.
Hey,
he either eats sweatpants oatmeal or the eggs.
Yes, and the children eat sweatpants oatmeal right now every morning.
You've adopted my recipe, sir.
Yes, I make it. I've enlarged it, and they all do their sweatpants crusting on top with the cinnamon and a little sea salt and ginger sweet. But I make the big pot of oatmeal, and so
now a busy mom knows how to make coffee.
Yeah, I know how to make coffee.
They have no problem getting to that coffee pot.
So I make the coffee for Sam.
So do you feed everyone? Does everyone eat? Or you get up and eat? You make your own breakfast.
I make my own breakfast after they've had all their stuff. Yeah. I just like to relax after I've got the busy morning.
See, that's what I do too, but I'll share mine. Yeah. So what do you have for breakfast usually?
It's either like a scrambled egg thing with lots of non-starchy veggies.
Yeah.
That or sourdough toast with cottage cheese on top.
And sometimes you'll do the crossover.
It'll either be matcha nin. We have a recipe for that. Or a Trimmy coffee. Yeah.
And you crossover sometimes.
Yeah, I crossover sometimes, but I like crossovers for lunch more.
Oh, preferable.
Yeah, preferable. Yeah.
And now are you homeschooling post-breakfast?
Yeah, I'm homeschooling post-breakfast and we're doing, you know, chores and all that kind of stuff.
So what time does your homeschooling start?
Well, I have a beautiful, wonderful daughter-in-law, Esther, who's married to my son, Arden, and she's an incredible teacher. She teaches my 3 that can't read.
Right.
And that's fantastic because we adopted that idea for when we were writing the books because there was no way of writing the books along with all the meetings and things that we had to do and trying to lean over people who can't read and tell them all that they have to do for school. So I school the five readers in our house.
Now,
and
is that just you sort of facilitating what they have to do?
Facilitating, yeah.
And then they go do it.
They go do
it. Yeah, you're not like looking over their shoulder the whole time.
No, I'm just like saying, get back to school. Why aren't you doing that? Now time for math. Come on, English. Nope, you should have spelt that word right. Checking their research papers and things like that. But I'm not saying the cat sat on, and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I'm not a strict homeschooler, and I don't go by perfect curriculum. I just wing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, so I'm doing that, and so I say, Pearl, John, Leslie, whoever is involved in what I'll be doing for Trim Healthy Mum, please no meetings before 12. Yeah. I can't do it. It's cray cray.
We will never do meetings. I might go to meetings before 12, but Serene is unavailable to Trim Healthy Mum until about 12:30.
Because I have a toddler who's two. And he still has some feeding issues, and so everything takes time with that.
Yeah, that's right. Feeding Remy and then nursing the baby. Yeah. So your mornings are very, very busy.
Yes.
Well, we do radio. We have a radio show now, some of you know. And so that's a daily show, but we fit it all into one afternoon, the recording. Mm-hmm. And that's then afternoon.
And now we're doing the potties in the evening, so that's an evening.
Yes.
And then,
but one night a week.
One night a week. But other nights a week. So we have like a family prayer meeting with the extended family on the hilltop, and that's on Wednesday nights. And the potties on Monday nights. And then Tuesday night, I think, is free. And then Thursday night, I meet with Silara and all her children. It's like a grandchildren night.
Yeah.
And Friday night is family fun night. Friday family fun night, right? That has to stay open.
Oh, yeah.
And then afternoons, if Serene absolutely has to be at a meeting, she will come.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, but there's other things that we have to do, like we always have to look at products, or we have to be developing something. And Serena and I are about to start this new a book for churches to go through the.
And she sent me the email to look over some of the stuff like a month ago, and I still haven't done it.
Serena's her definitely for she's mostly families, but you know THM still takes up a lot of your time, but you're not in the throes of things like the sales, and you're not going back and forth with John like I am.
No,
but
I never
you're there
was.
For where when we need you, and you have a big huge input on products.
Yeah, I was going to say in the product development when it comes to what is going to be the final product, what are people going to have?
It's very Serene involved.
Yes.
Any little write-ups, creative stuff with the research with Pearl.
And also because of her purist standards too. She's like the last person that needs to sign off on our product.
But you know, it's also an artist thing. I found this with writers, food artists, actors, go down the list of anyone who's creating something with their hands for people. They are very particular about that, what it looks like. They don't let too much input come and cloud. It's their artwork.
The sad thing for Pearl and I is because we are too busy for life. And, you know, I use the word rush too much. Probably, Pearl, I don't know what your word is for life, but I use the word rush too much and overwhelm too much. And I'm stopping because it's a poisonous word. It's two poisonous words. And I feel like I'll be less rushing and less overwhelmed if I just change those words in my life. But the thing is that I forgot what I was going to say.
That's typical.
I got up too early. Yeah, that's what it was. I don't know what, but it's like I don't have time to wash my hair anymore. It's like, awful. It's like,
well, you do that in the Tom part, the
and then
bun.
It gets to be a dreadlock by the end of the week because just no time to brush it.
Hey,
no time
natural
to wash
oils.
It.
That's how I roll. If I wash my hair too much, it's a big afro.
It's dreadlocks, man, for me. So anyway, Pearl, on to you. But that's my goal is to, and I do a lot of self talking, like just saying. Oh,
you always fit in your Bible reading.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's the Bible reading that tends then to the self talking of like, I've got to go apologize to that child. And my husband comes home, it's just definitely another apology, you know, because I feel like so much
your
going
life
on
is very, it's, you don't have, I always look at Serene and she doesn't have any Serene time. There is no Serene time.
But I don't want Serene time.
But she's not, that's not what you're looking for in your life.
I don't even want any own time. I like to go to the toilet alone.
Yeah.
Don't really get
and
that.
And you like your shower at
couple
night alone.
Key
yeah,
moments.
I like my shower.
She takes her shower.
Night.
That's your rest time.
That's special. I don't want any Remy 2-year-old coming in.
Yeah.
Well, that's power mom season. My wife is like that nightly holy bath that like no one shall enter.
Yes, exactly. It's washing off the stress. But what I meant by self-talking, because I don't want to sound new age, is I basically the strength of my day is my time with the Lord. But that time with my Lord, the Lord brings conviction to me, and that's a lot of like mm-hmm. I said, a lot of like, I need to calm down, stop saying rush. I need to say sorry. Anyway, Pearl, over to you.
She's so she done. She went at like 1,000 miles an hour, got it over with. Like someone's forced her to do this.
Life is not talking about like Zen. Usually one day a week, you know, we'll have videos or something to do, although we haven't done in a couple of weeks. And then we have to sometimes...
videos, yeah, Pearl. Well, you do yours. Thank you very
and
much.
And it's so fun, though, to do the videos because Arden does the videoing. Yeah. And that's really a special time because he's married now. Arden. So I usually feel guilt when I'm doing Trim Healthy Mama and I'm away from the children.
But you don't feel guilt when we do videos because it's Arden
time. Yeah.
But you know what? Next week, we have to fit in some and every day is fill up. We usually have it like several weeks ahead. We're like, I look at a week and I'll think, that week looks so beautifully
open.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Open.
Yeah. No.
Every time we get there, every day
Never.
Is full. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
My day, and as I said, I'm in a different season from Serene. My youngest is 13. I have two married, so I only have three children at home. They're all teenagers, and then my husband. So, but when I get up, and I'm usually up by 7 just because I wake early, and I don't know how to sleep in. I could sleep in if I wanted because my children can all get their own breakfast, but they homeschool too. But I usually get up at like 6:30 or 7 and then my children start coming downstairs about 7:30. They're quite capable of making their own breakfast. And Autumn, who's 13, makes her own. She makes a smoothie pretty much every morning, although every morning she asks, Mum, what should I eat for breakfast? And I'm like, do you want me to make eggs? Because I'm the egg maker of the home. I love making eggs.
Yeah, same here.
It's my thing. Yep. Any child wants eggs. I'm like, you want eggs?
Break
Come
it open.
On.
It's already
Mom's
in a package.
Mom's got your eggs. Yeah.
It's funny people that use those liquefied eggs when you're like, it's already liquefied in the shell, folks.
I love
Just
making
open it
eggs.
Out of the dang
and you're
egg.
Not a smoothie maker.
No, I don't. I'm not. You're the smoothie maker, Serene. I know how to make my Pearl's style of yuck yum, and that's the only smoothie I'll basically ever have. Occasionally, like for an afternoon treat, I don't like smoothies in the morning. I'll have like the strawberry cream cheesecake or something.
But you rock the matching in.
Oh, I'm really going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But okay, so in the morning, I never eat until my children and husband are fed. So my husband gets up a little later after me. So as soon as I hear the noisemaker turn off, you know, the noisemaker?
The noise machine.
Noisemaker from hell. I tried to sleep with Pearl.
Yeah.
We went away on a weekend. Her noisemaker is from hell.
We jack that thing up loud, man. Beautiful sleep. As soon as I hear it turn off, I start making his breakfast. Because you see, my husband doesn't demand that I make him breakfast. He would go and make his own, but his choices will be ridiculous.
So you're saving his life.
I save his life every morning when I make him breakfast.
Of course.
Yeah, I have to save Sam's too. That's why I have vision.
I keep that same guilt going with my wife as well. Please continue.
Oh, yeah. So I make his breakfast and, you know, I usually make an S helper with him, one slice of toast and like some scrambled eggs, or he likes eggs, or, you know, some turkey sausage. Whatever he wants. Sometimes he likes a sweet breakfast and I'll do muffin in a mug or something like that. But so then he's got his and then the children. So Autumn makes hers. I do eggs for Noble because he's an egg lover. Rocky doesn't like eggs, so he makes his own breakfast. So there's two smoothies and one eggs, and then I'll make my own, which is either like Serene sweatpants, oatmeal, or eggs. I'm just so boring, but those are my two. And then so I also homeschool. However, we have someone come in now because I am so required with Trim Healthy Mama and my days are pretty full.
You mean a tutor?
Yeah, we have a tutor come in. And so I loved the early homeschooling years.
And shout out to her tutor. He's the most glorious,
sweet man.
Silver-haired man of wisdom. He's just gorgeous.
Loves history.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a real godsend because there was
special.
A time when I was trying to do it all like Serene, but I'm a little much more hands-on with things actually in the goings-on of the THM. And so as I was trying to homeschool and do it all, I like had a meltdown.
No way.
Yeah, it was just too much. I just couldn't do it all. And I became not the nice. You know, I loved homeschooling my little ones. Teaching them to read was like the delight of my life. But as they got older,
oh.
And then you had to like high school and credits and algebra. No,
you don't
one
homeschool.
Stuff.
You break up fights.
Yeah.
No, it's like taming rhinos.
Yeah, especially with my boys. Oh my
Three
goodness!
Testosterone teenage boys.
Bunch of rhinos with horns.
Wow.
They weren't mean to you. The huggers. They hug you all day
my
long, but they punch
me,
each other and hug you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was pretty much chaos. So we got this man in to be our tutor to help, and man, he whipped them into shape.
Yes.
Oh, he old school.
Ooh. He's old school. They sit there quietly. They never sit there
quietly. He's an old school, like, small schoolhouse in the country style. Like, pay attention.
Oh, yeah. That was actually good for them.
He's good.
I was, yeah, they, so anyway, that happens with them. So, but then, since I'm
Don't
not really.
Don't school in the potty cabin?
Yeah, they do their school in the potty
when
cabin.
We're not here,
but since
here.
I'm not really involved with them during school, they come home, I have their lunch ready. So it's my nice gifting back to them. It's like, oh, hello, children, you little cuties.
Mommy's
they
still
come
here.
Home from the, this little schoolhouse.
Mommy exists.
Their little slates and chalk and come home for mummy's
lunch. It's like the good old days, really.
And the Green Gables.
And I just have their lunch ready and they really like, but then they're so hungry. They're like, Mom, this is the best thing I've ever had in my life because they're hungry.
See, that's the beauty of Pearl's household. I actually have the buddy system going for lunch and everybody makes – Every big child makes their own lunch and then makes a little child's lunch.
There
yeah,
you
that's
go.
Nice.
Sam's usually coming back quick for lunch, so I make his and make
that's
mine
smart.
And I'm nursing and making Remy's stuff that one of the older children feed to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but Pearl, that's so lovely. It is a beautiful thing
no,
that
it's
you
my,
do.
No, it's my love language to them.
Yes.
And I love doing it for them. And it doesn't take long. It's something really easy. Like I do, you know, on the sprouted bread, I'll do grilled cheese and I'll put some turkey in there and, you know, whatever
crossovers.
It is.
Good
yeah, I always make them good crossovers. My children, they don't need S&Es. None of them have weight problems. So we're always crossing
kids.
Over for them.
And is that the skinny kid thing or is that the all kid thing, the crossover?
Well, I feel like all children need crossovers. Even if they have weight to lose, maybe you could do some S&Es, but children, if they're growing, have much more of a need for both carbs and fats.
It's just nurturing their whole
yes.
entire
okay. And so absolutely, if there's a bit of a weight problem, even S helpers, but just getting off the sugar and the white bread, that's going to do wonders.
Yeah,
you know, and having healthy grains and healthy fats.
And getting them off the couch to go play outside, but
absolutely.
I digress.
Oh my goodness.
But I think Pearl is such an inspiration to me and a sane voice in my life with Trim Healthy Mama and family juggling. And maybe I help her a little bit in her
yes,
side of
you
it.
Do.
I don't know. I just put that in there just to be, just to have a seat.
Just to
effect.
Make sure you
but
were
Pearl
valid.
Always says to me, Serene, you're fine. You've got to stop the guilt.
Yeah.
God's given us this platform. Then he doesn't give you more than you can handle. Stop the guilt. Because I do struggle with a lot of guilt. Like here being now, I have some toddlers that are perfectly fun. They're living across the road. The potty cabin is across the road from my house, and I'm sure they're just outside on the playground, not even missing me, but I'm feeling like I should be there.
Oh, if Serene's not in her home with her children, she has major guilt.
Yeah, you're abandoning them right now and missing their childhood.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Yeah, totally.
So Pearl's always a voice of wisdom and senility there. And what do I do for you? I
well,
don't know,
Well, no,
Pearl.
You mean you sometimes I definitely give, I go too far and I get stressed with Trim Healthy Mama and I'm
and like
my hands are in every little pile and you're like, pull your hands out, Pearl.
Go paint that crib with Meadow for the baby.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, Meadow, like my oldest daughter who's now married with a grandchild and, you know, and things will come up and I was scheduled to be with her for that day and I long to spend time with her and Warren the baby. But Trim Healthy Mama will take over the life. Like I'll get meetings every single day and I'll be like, Serena, I was meant to go see Meadow and, you know, I got that meeting. She's like, no, you don't,
Let
Pearl.
Me call them. Let
you
me get on.
You do
I'll
not
do it,
have
yeah.
that meeting. You go see Meadow. And like, it's a voice that I need in my head because in the end, family relationships are so much worth more than the things that we feel like are so pressing and the world's going to end if we don't do that for THM, but it's not.
Yeah,
I feel like
right.
we keep each other balanced because I'm always wanting to cue the bee, right?
Yeah.
Like,
quit
cue
the
bee. I can
quit
only be a mother. This is too much. And she's like, no, God gave this to us. And then, you know, helping Pearl not be so overwhelmed because she cares and worries about all the details, which is a beautiful factor.
We definitely need each other.
Oh,
in
so
this.
I see the balance paradigm here.
I don't care about the details. I'm like,
Serene didn't care. Everything would. I don't know. Serene. If we have to write a book, she is there for that book. She is there for the product. She is there for all the things that she thinks Trim Healthy Mama is. The encouragement, the potties.
The voice of Trim
the
Healthy
voice.
She's the front man in
but
the
she
band.
Doesn't even realize there's details, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, like yeah.
She doesn't know what goes on in this business.
Excel spreadsheet.
No, I know all the fights that come home. Sam's like, well, they still want to put it for this price, and I think it has to be that price too. But Pearl wants this. I'm like, well, I'm for Pearl.
Yeah, the girls stick together. But yeah, but the details of like of websites of
yeah, all that
of
website
sales
group,
of what's being
web,
announcement launches. Serene doesn't know when
I
things
can't
are launching.
Even get on the website.
No, she doesn't know how.
Because you gave me a what do you call those things? Passwords.
That's what they call them.
Oh, you mean
them,
the membership
and you,
site?
Yeah, membership. And you said you posted this picture of Remy right when he was born.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I want to go and see what they're commenting on the baby. I couldn't even get in.
I know,
because I didn't know how.
I love watching John every podcast because he's actually heavily involved in this conversation
in his
mind. He never. He doesn't,
he's got a lot to say right
now.
He has
so much to say,
John.
And he doesn't have a mic.
Come here, John.
I'm just watching his face, and he's sitting there telling me a whole story.
Since the beginning of Trim Healthy Mama, John and I have been interacting every single
hour.
Day.
John and I are best friends. We've never fought. Because Pearl does all the fighting for me.
No, John and you have had seething eyes fights. Okay, John has something to say because he was like biting his lip. I don't know.
No, I didn't. I didn't mean he had anything.
Oh, you want to know about my day? Oh, thank you for asking. I usually get up at 5 a.m.
Actually, you know what? That would be great because John's day represents the behind the scenes, the back end, if you will, of THM. Yeah. John, what time do you get up?
I get up at 5 a.m. I usually start texting Pearl about 7.
That's interesting.
Because you go to bed, I don't have a mic. He goes to bed about 2.
Yeah, you get up at 5, but you go to bed about 1 or 2. It's all, he bleeds. John is wearing a blue T-shirt. That's interesting today. But John bleeds. Bleeds blue THM blue blood. Like
But that's not THM blue. That's Apple. Can I help you?
I know, but John actually has a beautiful family too. But you know, you share your idea of this whole dynamic. What goes on, John?
John, I need you to talk directly into that microphone.
Do the lead singer thing here. No, I've been. Obviously, been here since the beginning. I mean, it was.
When they were shipping boxes out of their garage, right?
I think the very first time I encountered was right after the first book got printed, and you guys were shipping them. There was no website, there was no nothing. You guys were shipping them off your kitchen table.
Yeah,
and there wasn't a logo. There were no products. There was nothing.
We're talking books, right?
There was just the book,
yeah.
And it just got printed, and Charlie had set it up on what was the name of that? It was like an eBay-ish site.
Oh, for books or something.
Yeah, and it just started to sell. But no, ever since that day, and I came out of the music industry, and was blessed to work with some massive celebrities and brands, and I just needed a different path in life. That whole thing had gotten incredibly self-centered. I just got tired of helping people get more every day. These people who already had everything, and they just kept wanting more. And so I said a prayer and wanted to cross paths with. I liked what I did. I just hated why I did it. And within 6 months, I crossed paths with you guys, and it was awesome because I think we are all ex music industry people,
That's true.
We're all ex music industry people because of the selfishness. I mean, we all have our different stories, but like, I mean, you know, you were just giving Serene a hard time about how she doesn't care about the details and stuff, and I think that's what I love most about her because Serene's the most punk rock person I know. She does. There is no pile of money, big enough. Like, there's no pile of money. There's no carrot you could dangle in front of her that will make her
incentive. Period.
No, I mean, and I say this in the best way. This is why this brand is so awesome. This could all go away tomorrow, and Serene would not. I mean, she sees it as the blessing. Don't get me wrong, but Serene doesn't. If there was never another book, if there was never another product, if there was never another podcast, Serene loves her, her husband.
Yeah.
She loves her kids. She loves her family. And that is enough for Serene. And that is exactly what was missing in my professional life with the people I was working for in the music industry. I was looking at these people who should have thought like Serene thought. And that was, so it's like instant love fest. I just fell in love with you guys and I fell in love with this, this whole thing. But my whole day is spent doing two things. One, trying to make sure that this, this brand never gets gross, corporate and gross. And being mindful that you guys only have so much time in your day. And so I spend my entire day, doesn't matter. I mean, whether it's radio, whether it's podcasts, whether it's products, whether it's manufacturing centers, picture tape, whatever it is, it needs to be done. We got to, we have, the boys have to fit it in a way where it doesn't infringe on and take advantage of your time. Cause you guys only have so much time and everybody understands that. And we joke and we fight and we bicker about things. But I think at the end of the day, that's the best part of this whole thing is no matter what, no matter how big it gets, no matter how many thousands of chocolate bars we may have, we sell, my goodness, that's a whole story in and of itself.
Or sell out of.
Yeah. No, actually we still have chocolate bars.
We still
have a few
stragglers.
Yeah. The fountain's out. But nobody is doing this for selfish reasons. Everybody is doing this because of the people involved. And the day Serene cues the B, I'm cueing the B. You know, it's like there
stands
is no,
for quitting the band.
There will be no band, and that's what's awesome about this. This THM could become the next Apple, the next Microsoft. It could get that big, and I hope that it does because we will be the only corporation on Earth that does it right. Never loses sight of the fact that there are husbands and wives and kids and that time is absolutely precious and nothing should ever get in the way of that. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the background that a lot of you listening don't realize. Sometimes it's a little frustrating because I think people think, you know, why can't you just get that affiliate program up? Or what's up with the coaching program? You've been talking about that for years. And, you know, how come it's taken so long for the chocolates to come out? But there's so much stuff in the background that people don't realize has to be done. And it's just, you know, I guess that's my job is to wrangle all of that and fight with Pearl. At truth be told, we never fight.
Fight with Pearl because Pearl loves her children and family beyond just as much as I do, but she also loves you guys. Ooh, she has a very huge mother's heart for all the Trim Healthy Mamas. Now, mama. I do too. I love you all so much, so incredibly. But Pearl does have an extra tender spot, and that's why she's on the social media groups, and that's why she had almost a nervous breakdown because she didn't want to give up caring for you guys too. I want to shout out.
Honestly, you guys have no idea the integrity and the heart that both Pearl and Serene have. But when it comes to things like pricing and taking care of customers, that's why we sell chocolate bars that cost us $5. We sell them for two. Shut up. You guys don't want to hear about my day anymore. So,
no, well, that's it. And you know what? Thanks, John. I wanted people to get a little bit of the behind the scenes. Like example, for the coaching program, I mean, how many times did we have to take the tests ourselves?
And fail them.
To figure out all the... Everything does take longer, and you know, we're sometimes I look and I've realized we must look like morons. We can't get things out on time. It always takes us like a year longer than we say, but you can't tell what's going on behind the scenes.
And we have an integrity for it, like the protein bars. We couldn't find a factory that would make them without all the fillers, either a prebiotic fiber, which is supposedly healthy, but we found out it still does have a chance of spiking your blood sugar. And it's a cheap filler, and you know, or a dried fruit paste, which is going to spike your blood sugar. So we didn't want to just settle for the faux low-carb protein bar, which has got the tapioca pre-digestible.
There's not one bar out in the market right now that does not have one of these fillers
including Lily's. And we could have put our bar out with the collagen earlier on.
Yeah.
When there was no collagen bars existing in the stores. But we didn't care that we were going to put the stamp on and be the first. We cared that our bar was going to be pure. Yeah. And so we had to wait till we made our own machines to be able to make the bar.
Yeah, so we're still waiting on that, but it's so close. But Also, afternoon, you know what? And the truth is, I am at a point now where I'm usually like busy with THM. So my sister, Vange, you all met Vange here on the potty. We're going to have her back soon. Her two daughters, they come and clean my kitchen for me in the afternoon.
And that's a ministry to them because they love to get the pocket money.
They love to do it. They're pocket money and I love them to do it.
Yeah, you do.
Because that was another big stressor in my life. And obviously everyone can't afford. I mean, obviously, I couldn't afford, you know, I wouldn't want to pay a cleaner to come into my house. That feels weird to me because I.
But
nieces that live right here, it feels like, well, hey, it's a win-win.
Hey, and let me lift the guilt off a couple ladies' shoulders, including my wife. You know, if you've got preteens, teens, those little creatures, they need to work. They are built to work. They want to work. They feel connected to mom and dad, even if they fuss a second. Give it a week. Make them do it.
Yeah.
They can clean your kitchen. They can do your laundry. They can mow your grass.
Yeah. It's so true. And Serena's been really amazing about training her children to work.
And it's hard to do that because they especially if they're not in the habit of that, but it's actually, they'll thank you for it when they get older.
But you know, I do tell myself there's that balance, Serene. Yes, it's great to train your children to do jobs. But I always have to tell myself, come back to that balance. You're the mum. Because I loved how mum always served us.
Yeah, we did dishes.
We were a bit lazy though, too.
Yeah, we were
a bit of a lazy, good for nothing.
But your mom like gets her vibes.
Yeah, she gets her vibes
off of that.
And so, but I feel like I want to make sure that I don't train them to do the jobs that they need to do and then not have any of that nurturing input myself. So there's that balance for me.
Yeah.
I think I have to go back to gaining, like inputting a bit more myself.
But you're so busy, there's not much else you can do.
Not to survive, but still my brain says I should. My brain says I should be doing massages with essential oils on their shoulders before sleep and doing a ballet dance while singing Wonderful Children through the air.
Because
but time.
You saw your mother doing that with
but
you guys.
An evening, we've got to get through our day, and this is where Serene and our lives are so different. Serene doesn't even have a TV. My husband is super blessed. My love language to him, this sounds weird.
His big screen TV.
He wants me to watch certain TV shows with him.
That's
he
how
can't
I am
watch
with my
it
wife.
By himself. He needs me.
Yes.
Because he wants to look at me when something happens or something.
Yes, funny,
it's
right?
boring
or funny
alone.
Or so yeah, so there's, you know, about three that we watch. A lot of things are junk, but
But you do it as
But no, I don't watch the junk. We won't watch it. But there are some
Charlie Straight Pants. He doesn't
Charlie
love straight.
Junk.
Yeah, yeah, no junk. But I mean, even the show itself that's not junk.
No, that's what I mean.
You wouldn't do it.
No, I would never go be watching that show.
So you kind of bear through these shows?
No, I enjoy them with him.
Okay.
It's something that I've come to enjoy with him.
Because he's there.
But yeah, because that's, you know.
You go to the drive-in.
But it's good for me because otherwise I'd be going down on my computer and like, THM, yes. What am I going to do? I better do that.
Yes.
And it's just really good and soothing. So, you know, of an evening, we'll do that. I love to read and I love to spend time with my teenagers too. Love hanging out with them because they're just incredibly
teens are cool.
I love your children. They are funny. Your children are funny.
No, they are.
Yes. And Autumn is a sweetheart.
She's a sweetheart, but she doesn't like even staying at home now.
She can do no wrong.
She could be at home until it's time to go to bed and then she wants to go to her cousins on the hilltop.
Has she ever done anything wrong?
Autumn, yeah. Oh, I'm sure my children are not perfect, but she has a heart where she doesn't
Autumn
want to do anything
to be,
wrong.
Yeah, she
when you
seems
said
to
that
perfect.
They had, she wants to go sleep over at the cousins, it's so funny because when Arden was growing up,
that's your oldest son.
Yeah, my oldest son. All the boys his age were the Johnsons.
Yes,
we called him Arden Johnson because he loved to be over there. That's where the fun was. Now they have a little boy who we call Sabre Allison.
Uh-huh. Spanch does,
always
yes.
over at our house, because we have the little boys.
Because he's the last of their boys.
And so you have all the girls Autumn's age are the Johnsons. So and in the evening she turns to Autumn Johnson, right?
Yeah, oh, she does. And, you know, we all live on the hilltop here. So
cousins are more like brothers
and
sisters.
She can run over there. Occasionally she'll, and it sounds weird, your daughter doesn't sleep at your house. Just sounds weird. Occasionally she does, but she wants to sleep with her cousins.
But you see, it's not even across a road. It's just through the trees.
Through the trees. So anyway, I don't know if that helped anyone the day in the life. Oh, I cooked dinner. I mean, I always try to cook dinner, and that's like my husband likes a meat or a casserole, or do a trim healthy casserole, and then he likes a vegetable, you know, and
meat
then
and two.
Meat and two and a salad.
And I'm strange. We'll go through just like we'll get into
and a trim healthy dessert.
we'll get into this place where we're just in a rut for a little while and we enjoy that rut. So we went through salad and boiled eggs rut,
yeah,
where all the children came in and chop, chop, chop. We made these big,
dinner?
Beautiful salads.
Oh, I love
boil
salads
up eggs
for dinner.
And we just put all dressing fixings out. Yeah. And we had that every night for like 3 weeks. And then my husband says, done, 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 done.
Yeah, he gets sick
and
of
then
it.
I do like a trimmy bisque. We'll do that for like 3 months, different, all different every night. And have them with buttered Rivitas for the children and big glasses of whole milk for the children. But I'll just love that trimmy bisque, seconds and thirds. And we'll do that for like 3 months until husband says, done, done, done. And then we'll go back to the boiled eggs and stuff. We're just simple.
Occasionally, you'll even do my casseroles when
you're trying. I tried and my family loved it. But then
it doesn't feel natural to you.
It doesn't feel
you.
Natural to me. Mm. Yeah, I had to like grate cheese.
And Serene likes food that she makes once every 3 days.
Yes.
That will last 3 days. Like you're not the person that's 4 o'clock, what am I going to make? You're like, no, 2 days ago I made that.
This
that will be coming out
bisque.
Again.
Like
yeah.
freezer meal or kit or
no,
fridge
no freezer meal because I'm not organized enough.
So fridge
The fridge.
Meal.
Like if I make a trimmy bisque, it's a cauldron for a camp.
you know what? I think people were, when they wanted to know a day in the life of Serena Pearl, they thought that we'd be giving them all these prep tips and everything like that. And I do prep once a week. I do my chicken breasts and I always have salad there and stuff like that. But we're not a very real organized people.
No, yeah. we don't wash whites and colored separates, both Pearl and I.
Nah.
Our washing comes out blah. We can't keep whites.
Yeah.
No, none
grays.
Of our children have socks that match.
We have grays.
Yeah. We have grays. Or we buy them all socks and underwear at Christmas time. Well, I do. And they're all holy and weird after a week.
Sounds like a real fun Christmas at the Allison.
Yeah. But the thing is it's like, I don't know. We try and
so
bring our children
might be
up, but they're a little dragged
right?
up.
Sorry to disappoint you all.
Well, yeah. We're not real organized people. But to me, Trim Healthy Mama, as a lifestyle, it's like as I live and breathe.
Yeah.
Like ordinarily you have to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to eat. So what are you going to eat? My brain doesn't go to, okay, let's get out the frozen junk lasagna or let's, I don't know, what do people eat in real life? They macaroni
they
cheese,
eat.
Mashed potatoes, and then
what do those people eat?
I'm trying to figure out what in the day what people eat
in real life.
Because to me,
not here
this
in our
is
film.
To me this
there's
is
no
so
other
natural.
Choice.
There's
no other
there's
options.
No other, there's no other stuff going in my brain because my brain says
only food exists.
Only food exists, and I'm feeding my family healthy. Of course, hey, we'll go out to eat sometimes, and we're not like there might be ice cream in my freezer that's Breyers or something. My children might eat some of that. I'm not real strict. But they've grown to love and enjoy whole food. And so I'm making whole food at dinner time. I'm making that, and it will be quick. I'm not a huge long cook, but I'm making, you know, I put the recipes in the cookbooks. Those are my easy things, and they're in there. And I have my sweatpants meals, and I'm just rotating the same 7 to 14 people. Actually, I don't do a lot of different stuff.
I hardly do any of the recipes in the book because I just got my faves, right?
And
I just want to do a shout out for those who are like, well, I'll get better at Trim Healthy Mama when I get a nicer kitchen or I get a more organized kitchen.
Yeah.
No.
Pearl has a nice house now because she's finally built her dream home.
Tell us about
and
it, though.
And she deserves it.
But tell us about it.
But the thing is before that, though, she had a home where if I went in and tried to cook something in it, I'd be like, you got no paper towel. You got nothing, right? And then she'll come. But she had everything. It was like a broken this and a broken that because she liked her broken this and broken that. And that's what they were her comfort little broken measuring spoons. And she uses like coffee filters as hand wipes and stuff like that. And then she'll come to my house and it'll be
idiosyncrasy. And you have one cupboard.
Yeah.
I do not know. I
and then she can't find
Serene
anything.
Does
it's
she
so
doesn't
not organized.
Have bowls.
But it's just, it's okay. We still do Trim Healthy Mama as we breathe in our
weird
kitchens.
It was never perfect. We've never had perfect lives.
Mom comes over and tries to cook in our kitchens and she gets so frustrated.
Yes. I don't want people to ever look at us and think so Serene and Pearl with their perfect lives.
Like you've got a cooking show set up.
Oh my goodness.
The picture on the front of the book, people, is fake.
Yes.
We had New York photographers fly down, do our hair and makeup and brush our children's hair for the first time in their jolly life. And
I brush my children's hair? What are you talking about?
Well, the 2-year-old's I brush, but he's a boy, so...
Yeah.
The girls.
You mean you clean their face? All Serene's trying to say is we live very simply and I don't know. We don't have it all together, but we do have joy.
I'd like to go to a seminar on, well, I wouldn't, but I would do well to go to a seminar on organization and things like that and read a few books on it, but I would hate to.
But then you would
hate to.
Then you'd come back and not implement.
Yes.
I don't know. I think in the midst of your chaos and in the midst of all the things that are crazy and not perfect, that's when you do real life, and that's when you say, if I can do this now, I can do this anytime. Mm-hmm. I would say don't wait till life is perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Till your circumstances are perfect. There'll always be relationship challenges. There'll always be house challenges. There'll always be work challenges.
And there's always a way to just remember in the last few minutes, ooh, this is what I do because I live and breathe a healthy way of eating. So yesterday I had to rush off to the hospital with my baby. It wasn't an emergency, but it was a way I could see the doctor a week earlier than I was going to be have an appointment for. So it was like a last minute, ooh, got to grab my stuff. And I knew I'd be there, you know, waiting on call because he was just trying to squeeze me in his day for hours. So before I leave the house, I think I'm going to be hungry. I'm not going to want the only thing is McDonald's at the hospital, stupid vending machines. So I just grab a little zippy of almonds, grab some dark chocolate, grab a...
Did you take your Yuck Yum smoothie?
No, I didn't even have time for that. Wow. And I just grabbed a packet of organic carrots and an apple. And I was there for hours, but I had my organic carrots, my apple, my few nuts, and some dark chocolate. And I rocked the day and I didn't have to go to the vending machine.
See, if that were me, I would go to McDonald's and I'd have the bunless burger. But you see, that's how different we are.
But we lived and breathed it. We didn't have to get off the rails.
No, we didn't. There's no quitting.
So just because a day gets hectic or a day gets out of control, you still live and breathe your healthy way of eating.
Yeah, you do.
So, should I real quickly share a couple little what
please
goes on in the the old office?
Oh, please.
So, we have several locations.
Oh, you mean the Trim Healthy Mama office?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have several locations. First of all, what we call HQ or headquarters. That's where it all started. So, I mean, it didn't all start there, but that was the first
time. It started in our living room, and then we went to this really small office in this tiny town called Bonacqua.
Yes, and so
it's right next to Smokes and Cigs and Vape Shop,
and the last video store on this earth, probably.
I think, yeah.
And it has a big sign called
videos.
Stole videos, not stolen, not spelt right, stole.
And there's a sign on the door that says, "Do not pet the cat; he will bite."
Yes,
because they like to be as welcoming as possible at this video store. A biting cat.
Put a picture of that up on.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah, I'll throw that out there on my fan page. Facebook.com/ Danny Valdez, the number 4, the word spelled out real. Danny Valdez for real.
Yeah, Danny's Facebook page is actually rocking. I follow it. I like it.
Profile
is it, would follow it if I was one of those followers.
Yeah. But she's not.
Anyway,
at HQ is kind of, I would say, the much of the original team. We've got a man named Stacy there. He is on the phone and on email back and forth with China.
And other countries.
And other countries. He's an international miracle man. He understands freight, logistics, importing. He handles all that stuff.
And he set us up for going to Guatemala in a week and a half to check out our own cocoa farms to make our chocolate cheaper.
By the time this is live, we're probably in Guatemala.
True, yeah. So Stacy's our international mystery man. He's just a very talented dude. I would say everybody I'm about to tell you about is indispensable to what happens here. Of course, Sam is there from time to time when he's not building one of our new facilities, our new chocolate manufacturing
facilities. Sam being Serene's husband.
Husband, Sam. thanks for that. He'll be in there glued to his very large iPad.
With 100 sticky notes all around him.
No, like a million.
A million.
Like a million sticky notes, and they're all falling apart, and you have no clue how he manages that.
And he has a million things going at the same time, and he always brings Hilltop dirt into the offices.
Filth. He comes in his muddy
Hilltop
boots,
dirt.
Ruins it, and he's like, well, gotta go. And if you're not quick, you'll miss Sam. I think he actually knows how to teleport and vanish because you think he's there and then he's gone.
He's like Serene. He hates meetings, only turns up if he has to.
Yep.
Really, he loves building.
Oh,
And he's our product guy. He sources too, but he loves getting things going.
Yeah, and he likes to be a part of the big tools, the big machinery, the manufacturing, the warehouse. He's that guy, and he's great at it. Down the hall is a ex-military man named, we call him Cal. Dean
our
is
cousin.
His first name. Yep, cousin Cal, and he manages the numbers.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Does he manage them well?
That's the person we fight with most.
Yes.
Cal.
And we love him.
Cal
we love
is him, down but... to the half a penny. I'm serious, half a penny.
Yes.
He will let you know. And that's the reason we make money probably at this point is because there is a man named Dean sitting at his military desk in a very focused manner. He can focus for like 8 hours. It's mind-blowing.
But actually, when Cal first came on, we'd already had our products out for, what, 2 years? He's been on for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, but he came and let you know how much money you weren't making.
He came and we thought we were doing fine because we have a huge customer base. We couldn't even keep the stuff in stock.
Yeah.
You know, we thought we're doing great. We're growing, right? We're paying the bills. He's like, you're actually losing money.
He's like, you're doing great, and in 3 years, you're going to be doing great without a company.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so,
but he's a beautiful family man. He has 11 children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About to adopt another child from China.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just a little Down syndrome Chinese baby they're bringing home soon. So. Oh.
Yeah. Big heart and very talented guy, and just really keeps just a hand on the numbers. He's the reason. Again, why?
He's the reason we're not selling stevia at $1.99 like Serena and I want to.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the reason like 10 cents matters.
But then he's the first one to like change the tires on your car for just a gift.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's one of those, the last chivalrous.
Yeah.
The last of the shivs.
The shivs.
All right. And then next to Cal, of course, in the office next to him is Charles Straight Pants.
My husband.
And
that was for you.
He is the captain of the ship. He oversees everything. He usually comes to meetings and he'll be quiet while everyone haggles for an hour. And then he'll
say,
go,
no,
this is how it's going to be. In one sentence, we all just look around at each other like, who's going to say something? No one? Yeah, we didn't think so. All right, we've got our directives. Meeting adjourned. And he's going to lunch somewhere and just ready to just be, you know, make it simple.
Yeah, he
right?
doesn't like long-windedness. He's straight to the point, my husband.
Yep. Yeah. And of course, in the front offices is beautiful Shelby and her wonderful helper.
And she's the daughter-in-law of Cal. The
we hired a lot of family people. We got a lot of family that Danny's not even going to be talking about. But
true.
Yeah, and then so we started our little store in those little offices, our first store, and now we have the big one in Nashville, and we can't even go into all
of course, we have can. John and Leslie.
John used to be at the headquarters all the time, but now John has to put himself in so many different places. So John will be in Nashville,
And John needed here. To be multiplied.
Yes, we so always talk about
self Leslie, which is her own name now. But at first, she was multiplicity. She was
Johnsley.
Multiplication.
Johnsley.
But now she's just so beyond. We always knew she was amazing, but at the beginning, we just knew her as the person who was helping John. But now she's like queen of Leslie.
Is anyone even listening anymore to the behind the scenes lore?
I don't know. They came here to find some tips for Trim Healthy Mama, but we're just talking about behind the scenes stuff. But hey, there's a day in the life of Serena and Pearl. I don't know if it helped you.
Yeah.
I think it did. It helped me.
Did it?
Well, to keep a job and all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey,
I'm thankful
even my baby's
episode.
Asleep in this potty.
Yeah, she's been sleeping the whole time. So, guys,
Z's.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We so feel like you're
good
in the
night.
Room with us, and we love to speak to you and with you on our socials.
Do you know what I love, though? This is why I love occasionally Serena and I hate traveling. Because talking about ourselves, and we've just done that all the part, but I love it when I actually meet our ladies, and they tell us about their lives.
Their story,
see,
their
if you
life.
Were sitting here in real life, like we picture you here, you could actually tell us.
Right.
It's just so funny. You came back to life with that little idea, Pearl, because you know when you're a young girl and you're like at a sleepover and you talk, and you're so talking nonsense in the end, you're just half falling asleep, and then one girl at the corner of the room goes, but do you know me?
Yeah.
And starts it all over again.
It's
like you were just about to do that at 51 minutes.
Yeah, we need it. We need to close
this
part.
Time. So, hey guys, thanks for tuning in.
Next week, we'll bring you some meat. Mama, my way, and then I'll be true nothing, mama, to stay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.